Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Excellent idea. We have the better part of an hour with each other, so all you have to do is give me a holler. 855-99-37569. All right, so I guess we'll finish up our ranting and raving.
There's a little bit.
Right? Pardon?
I said put a cap on this whole deal, right?
Yeah, yeah.
We could pick up with Ella because, you know, the last one we did was Ella talking about her best experience with Macy's. And that was a great one.
Yeah.
Well, she also shared her worst experience, and she says, I bought a set of dishes that were delivered by FedEx. The guy who delivered them put the dishes on my top step, rang the doorbell, and ran. I looked out the window.
Ran?
Yeah.
Oops, this is not a good sign.
She says, I looked out the window and saw him several doors down. I went to get the dishes, but couldn't open the door because if I did, it would have pushed the dishes down the steps. I called them up and asked that they send him back. She says, I was told he can't come back and don't open the door because if the dishes go down the steps, they, quote, can't be held responsible, end quote.
Could you go, was there another door for her to go out of?
Well, that is a good question. But she closes by saying, I had to wait for a neighbor to come home. And she says, FedEx is the worst.
Oh, no, they're worse. They're worse. Actually, my daughter had a really good experience with FedEx in that she ordered some sunglasses online. I don't know if it was FedEx or the company that was good about it, but apparently somebody stole the sunglasses off her porch and they replaced them. And I don't know if it was FedEx or the company, but somebody did. My daughter has better luck at this kind of stuff. My daughter has, when you're dealing with my daughter, you have a sense that do it her way or death comes to Snoopy. I mean, she's much tougher than I am. Should have her negotiate anything I have to negotiate. All right, what else we got? Anything?
Let's go to Dawn. She says, the worst experience is a tie between the time I was looking for preemie clothes for my son. This was in 1991, and back then it was much harder to find preemie clothes. The clerk told me if a baby was that small, he would. Oh wow. She says the clerk told me if a baby was that small, he would be dead and walked away.
Whoa. Yeah. See, I think that's one of those kinds of things that you either grab them and say. This is not acceptable behavior. Or you write a letter. Or you do both. Go ahead.
She says her other worst experience was dealing with a medical supply company. She says, I was ordering supplies for my son. These were life-sustaining supplies, and I was told there was a hold on all of his orders because one bill was unpaid. Come to find out, it was not paid because they billed it incorrectly. Yet they still refuse to take hold of his order.
Wow.
Yeah, so there you go.
Yeah, and I mean, although, you know, every once in a while you find somebody who sort of goes the extra mile. I actually had, I got a bill from somebody, and they didn't have my insurance information on it, so they said, I didn't have any insurance. And I do. So I called them back. I called the billing department. I said, you don't, this information is incorrect. This is what you should have. And she said, she was great. She said, don't just disregard the bill. We'll send you a new bill. But, I mean, the problem is we've gotten to the point where if somebody is actually decent, that you think, oh, well, you know, what a remarkable thing, as opposed to, folks, this is how you're supposed to behave. This is how we're supposed to treat each other.
Right.
Yeah, it's. I mean, that's the real problem. Is that it? It coarsens society. It really does. What can I tell you? All right.
Got a caller on line one.
There we go. 855-99-DR-JOY. Oh, no. This is... I just got an email from Keith Tenery, who is the program director at CKLW, and which I didn't know this before, Keith. He says, you forgot to tell people you left out the part of the flight to Cleveland story that cost me $6,478.23 for the limo ride to Windsor. Hopefully he's kidding. He said, good times. Thanks for the memories. I'm just going to write him off an email and said, hopefully you're kidding. Hopefully you're kidding. I'm not worth it. I mean, I don't think it was. I think he hopefully made that up, number up. But that's. It's good to know program directors listening. Thanks, Keith. I guess they're not going to invite me back to Windsor anytime soon. They're still paying down the debt. 855-99 Dr. Joy. Gene, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Howdy.
Hi, Dr. Joy. It's just a lovely day in Daytona Beach, only 86 degrees. Ooh. But anyway.
Let's all collectively go to Gene. Thanks, Gene.
My wife, the older she gets, the less patience she has. She never had a whole lot, but now it's even gotten worse. And she cannot deal with, you know, like if something, if it's supposed to be a certain way and there's a change, she has a real hard time dealing with that. I mean, it's almost like she comes to tears if something messes with her plan. What am I supposed to do besides, I mean, we've been married 50 years, so you would think I would know what to do, but it's getting worse and worse, and sometimes it's almost like, okay, I think I'll just walk out the door and let you figure this out all by yourself.
Well, that may not, I mean, hopefully not permanently walking out the door, but that may not be a terrible way of dealing with it. Give me an example of something you felt that her reaction was inappropriate.
Like today, we've got something planned for tomorrow, which isn't that big of a deal, but it was planned. And then I got a call which changed the plans totally. So I said, that's no problem. I'll get done today what I was going to do tomorrow. And she said, well, what about me?
And I said, okay. Well, okay, wait. Stop. That's the gist of the issue. What about me? What did you say?
Well, you can just go to the beach, sit down, and relax, because everything will be taken care of today instead of doing it tomorrow.
And what did she say?
Nothing, really. It's just like...
Okay. All right. Let me do a couple things for you here. First of all, I think, again, that the gist is, well, what about me? Clearly, you're the easygoing member of the family, always have been, always will be. But yeah. I think what she's saying is attention must be paid. It may be easy for you. It's not easy for me. So instead of saying, you can go to the beach and I'll take care of everything, which is kind of dismissive. I mean, if the two of you hadn't been together 50 years, I'd say, well, that's kind of a generous offer. But she's used to the fact that you're the one who's not going to be ruffled. So she always, I mean, she is who she is. So instead of saying, it's going to be okay, what you might say to her is, what can we do to make this okay for you? Okay? Because it's a whole different statement. Because it's attending to her. It's acknowledging the fact that you're the easygoing one. But she's also the one who probably gets the bills paid on time. She gets meals done on time. She's the one who really makes the household run. Which allows you to be the hail fellow well met. So the two of you have a system that works. But you have to make sure that you're not diminishing her contribution and her personality and her style, because it's inevitable that you'll get one person who's very detail oriented and the other who's very, very easygoing, because two easygoing people are going to starve to death because nobody's out milking the cows or bringing in the sheaves or whatever. If you get two people who are always detail oriented, then everything is a crisis. Everything is so it's inevitable that you get one person who's easygoing and one person who's very detail oriented. And obviously the two of you have done something right. You've been together 50 years, and I think
three
it is
daughters.
True. Pardon?
Three daughters.
But they're out of the house, so that's...
Oh, yeah.
So, all right, I'll tell you what. I'm going to put you on hold, and you think of a way that you could sort of deal with her a little bit differently and see if you can think of another situation that you can bring to my attention, what you did and what you would do differently this time. I'm going to put you on hold. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
By now, you may have heard a bit about Bitcoins. But did you know Bitcoins are now over an $8.5 billion market? And did you know that over 65,000 businesses now accept Bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning Bitcoins or trying to make money in the Bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co. Why? Because BidBit.co is where you can easily receive Bitcoin by selling and auctioning off your own personal items or promote business products and services for Bitcoin. You heard right. Whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your product and services quickly, easily, and securely for Bitcoin at BidBit.co, the first and only marketplace website to offer BidBit Escrow, a proprietary technology which gives buyers and sellers security and peace of mind because all transactions are protected. Start today. It's free to join, free to post, free to auction, and free to bid at BidBit.co. Buy, sell, bid, or auction everything Bitcoin. That's www.bidbit.co. BidBit.co.
Quantitative easing, unemployment at depression levels, Europe financial system falling apart, China getting out of U.S. treasuries. At the end of 2008, the time of TARP, the national debt was at $11 trillion, gold trading around $850 per ounce. Close to 2012, the national debt exceeded $16.4 trillion, gold doubled to $1,600 per ounce. The $20 trillion threshold for the national debt is inevitable. Politicians in Washington have a ferocious appetite for spending and stimulus. What's worse, a printing press to finance. 100 years ago, we had a gold standard to limit this madness, but now you have to adopt your own gold standard. Don't be fooled with paper promises. Get Midas Resources 10 Reasons to Buy Gold free by calling 800-686-2237. Understanding the gold and silver market may be the only insurance you could have to avoiding the next economic crisis. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order your free copy. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
Hi, this is Larry Smith. Sometimes bad things happen to good people, like when the jeweler ruined my ring and wouldn't do anything about it. But when my Legal Shield attorney called him and told him what my rights were, I received a check for over $2,100. Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. Again, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Attention listeners, SurvivalLife.com is giving away free EverStrike permanent matches for a limited time only. These matches are waterproof and will light in any weather condition, rain, snow, or sleet. It will still throw a spark. Its built-in ferro rod strikes at 3,000 degrees, and it is good for 15,000 strikes. Normally, $15. Today, it's free. Get yours at FreeSurvivalLighter.com. Again, that's FreeSurvivalLighter.com. Hurry, supplies are limited. Visit FreeSurvivalLighter.com today.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Have a question? Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Indeed, 855-993-7569. We're talking with Gene, who's got a long-term marriage, and he's always the easygoing one, and his wife is the one who's gets a little crankier when things get upset, when plans are changed. And I said, Gene, could you figure out another situation that where she had gotten upset about something and what your response was in a different way of thinking about it?
Am I back on?
You are.
Okay, well, I couldn't think of a thing, but the only thing, even my daughters say, Dad, you spoiled her. That's why she is the way she is. Because even when we were dating,
what is that?
We were teens.
What does that specifically mean?
I capitulate. You know, if I give her away 99% of the time, and still, you know, other things.
Well, now it's probably a tough time to change that around.
Yeah, I know. I mean, after 50 years, but it's just...
Well, but look, you either...
Maybe
but
she
my
needs
dear,
to take vitamins but, or something.
Listen, you're making yourself the hero on this, and I'm not sure I'd be quite so quick to do that. Because the reason you capitulated was for one of two reasons, either because, or one of several reasons. Either you didn't care, or you didn't want to have a fight.
Gotcha.
Or you
both.
All right.
Both of those.
Well, but that doesn't make you a hero, because now you're saying, well, you know, just as you've gotten crankier, so she's gotten crankier, or just so she's gotten crankier, you've gotten crankier too, and you said, I'm tired of doing this. Well, then go back and sort of redo it and say, as opposed to sort of making you the hero, you spoiled her. Well, you haven't really spoiled her. You just decided that you weren't willing to fight, and that doesn't necessarily make you a good guy. It just,
right.
It could just as easily make you a coward as a good guy. So I'd be careful about that.
I never did like to have confrontations with her.
But that doesn't...
Let her have her way.
Well, but that doesn't make you a good guy, taking the easy way out. You're not doing it out of love or concern. You're doing it out of... because it's easier for you.
Correct.
So don't make her the bad guy here. And when your kids say, you spoiled her, what you can say is... I spoiled her because I love her, and I spoiled her because I'd just as soon take the easy way out. So, I mean, be careful about making her the bad guy, especially with your daughters.
No, my daughters see it on their own. They come to me and say, why do you give in to her like that?
Well, and what is the answer that you give them?
I said it's easier than having an argument over because it's not that big a deal.
Okay, well, but then your daughters need to understand that if it's not that big a deal, it shouldn't bother you. And when they say you spoiled her, say, you know, no, I didn't. I spoiled myself.
Okay.
Listen, you got to change your mindset as much as anything else. Because if what you view it is, look, some things are worth an argument and some things aren't, then you're going to have a different format than if you're saying she's difficult. I'm not sure she's difficult. And look, being around somebody that you feel is giving in grudgingly, not because they love you, not because they think you're right, because they just don't want to put the energy in. And as women, we don't view it as, or people don't view it as, he doesn't want to fight. We say, he doesn't care enough to argue with me. I'm not important enough to him. And unfortunately, what that will do with that personality type is encourage them to be crankier, not less cranky. Because it's not very flattering to think somebody's not willing to put the effort in to have a discussion with me.
Well, I try to, but she sort of closed my mind to it, in my opinion. But then again,
well, but you're just doing it again. Then maybe you haven't tried hard enough. Listen, I think the two of you would benefit hugely at this moment for some marriage counseling. I really do, and I know you've been married for 50 years, but I mean, you don't want to be bickering with each other for the next 25.
I should live so long.
Well, it'll seem that long, even if it's not at this rate. But the point is that there aren't heroes and villains in marriages. There are people who make accommodations that in the long run, that they found short-term solutions to long-term problems. And that's what you're talking about here. And I can tell you the words to use in terms of not dismissing her. But that's her, that's what the theme has been here. She feels dismissed by you. And she probably has for 50 years.
Pretty much.
So why don't we do something about that?
Okay.
I mean, for both of your sakes. I mean, you probably, on some level, actually love each other, as opposed to just accommodating each other and figure you're too old to find somebody else. But there are ways of being happier with each other than I think the two of you have discovered. And maybe, you know, maybe that's a kind of fun thing to do at this stage. Well, let's go do some work and see if we can't sort of cherish each other a little bit more, feel more important to each other, as opposed to feeling like we're pains in the neck with each other.
Okay.
I mean, it might be kind of fun. And you can say to her, you know, I think that I, you know, I make you the bad guy a lot. And you're going to get her attention saying that, because it's true. And neither of you need to be the good guy or the bad guy. You just need to learn how to accommodate each other better than you're doing. I mean, it might be kind of fun for both of you. Okay?
Okay.
Okay, not exactly what you called in to hear.
Keep up the good work.
Pardon?
Keep up the good work.
Thank you, I appreciate it. 855-99-37 855-99-37569. For those of you, I just got another email from Keith saying he did make up that number, so that made me feel better. He said I am worth it, but you know, being worth a made up number, that works for me, so it's okay. My program directors being involved with the program is one of the pleasures of my life. It really is. Like, you know, they let me know what they think is going right and what they think is not going so well. And, I mean, invested is good. All right, 855-99-37569. Manny, I think we finished with the customer complaints, did we not?
We actually still have a couple more.
Okay, lay them on me. Let's get them done.
Okay, let's go.
Then we can go back to being charming as opposed to whiny.
Let's go to Sue Ellen. She says, hands down, it's Comcast. I'm guessing this is her worst. Says, hands down, it's Comcast. There isn't enough space here to list all the bad service we've gotten from them. They don't begin to know what the word service means. And just thinking about them raises my blood pressure. The FCC should put them out of business.
Wow. We're serious about this. Well, I think that a whole lot of industries are coming under more scrutiny. And I'm not sure they're going to be put out of business. But service, and the Internet, I think, does not contribute to good service, to be quite honest, because it's impersonal. And as you guys know, on Thursdays I do interviews with Doug Steffen. I'm on the show early in the morning. And what he was talking about today is that the level of anger on the Internet. And I said, well, people, there are a couple of issues. First of all, that people get to be by and large anonymous, that there's no impulse control because you just hit send, you don't reread it. And third of all, that there have been all these studies that suggest that that the level of inhibition goes completely off, you know, that people are not the least bit inhibited when they're sitting in front of a computer screen. And nobody's sure exactly why. It may just be a blank screen. But people's inhibition goes away. So there, what can I tell you? All right, 855, hopefully you're not being too inhibited. 855-99-37569. Movies coming up as well. Would you like to hear about them? Yes, indeed. Stay tuned. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
As the new world order continues to tighten its grip on every facet of our lives, we're all asking ourselves, how can we maintain our independence? The answer is clear. Get prepared, and you get prepared now. Now the only question left is, where do we begin? My Patriot Supply is here to help. Call 800-247-3070 to get started with your 72-hour emergency food supply for only $10. We're even covering the cost of shipping. Are you willing to rely on the government and FEMA in the event of an emergency? Call 800-274-3070 to get started with your 72-hour emergency food supply for only $10. You won't be able to find this deal online, and there is a strict limit of 4 per caller, so don't wait. Call now, 800-274-3070. That's 800-274-3070. Call right now.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturing manufacturers. If you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Most people know that drinking pure high alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using plasma pH drops is the best way to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776 today.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Advice for Life with Dr. Joy Brown. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Alrighty, movies coming out this weekend. There are four movies that are coming out, and I've seen three of them. One of them, I had to choose between Chappie and Unfinished Business, and all of my colleagues said there's no chance here. So I'll tell you what all of us opted for. Chappie is by director Neil Blomkamp, who did. It just went out of my head. I can't believe I did that. Who did District 9. It came right back into my head. So it's still got Sharito Copley in it. This movie is kind of a cross between Road Warrior, E.T., RoboCop, and The Terminator. I know, right? And that Neil Blomkamp is also going to do Aliens, the next Alien one, which is between Aliens and Aliens 3. This is rated R, and I'll tell you why. The story is that in modern-day Johannesburg, things are running amok. People are killing each other, 300 people killed every day. So Sigourney Weaver is running a company that makes essentially weapons, and what they've decided is to make weapon-grade robots that are an alternative to the police. And the movie starts with one of the robots being returned, and they say he's accident prone. So he's robot 22, and so he keeps coming back. In the meantime, we have Hugh Jackman, who has a super robot that he really wants to spend more time on, and Sigourney keeps telling him no. We've got Dev Patel, this is going to be a Dev Patel weekend. I'll tell you why in a minute. Is kind of a nerd who believes in artificial intelligence and that we can teach robots to talk and to learn and whatever. Okay. I'm not going to tell you too much about the plot. It's too long, but it is very noisy. It is very violent. And the reason it is R-rated, and you should take this R seriously, is at some point you begin identifying with Chappie. And we've got these kind of ne'er-do-wells who are thugs, and they decide to call the robot Chappie, and so he becomes known as Chappie. We've got Ninja and Yolande Visser in lead roles. Both of them are rappers, and they're actually fairly interesting in this. Hugh Jackman's character's got the world's worst haircut. But the point being that at some point you identify with this robot as being semi-human, and the things that people do to him are terrifying. It's probably the most violent stuff you've ever seen. Now, and I suppose that they justify the violence by saying, well, he's only a robot. But you're already supposed to identify with him as having human feelings, and it is terrifying. Do not take your small kids to this. In fact, I wouldn't take anybody less than about 15. This movie, it's genuinely scary, and some of the most violent stuff you've ever seen on film, which says a lot, right? It is very well directed, it's very noisy, it is very violent, it is compelling. You actually care enormously about the robot, so it's a well-done movie. The second best exotic Marigold Hotel also has Dev Patel in it. I told you it was going to be a Dev Patel weekend. And it's kind of the opposite end of the spectrum. This follows up the very successful original, the best exotic Marigold Hotel, which had a bunch of pensioners, including Judi Dench, Maggie Smith, Bill Nighy, who decided that rather than die in England because they were old, that they could go to India and their money would go much farther, and they start they move into the best exotic Marigold Hotel that is run by an adorable Dev Patel. This one picks up where the other one left off. And, I mean, it's not quite as much fun as the first one, but who cares? I mean, the first of anything is fresh and new and you've not seen it before. And it turns out that Dev is getting engaged, he's spreading his wings, he wants to get another hotel. There's only one arrival, or there's only one vacancy, and the question is, who does it go to, and why does it go to them? But we really don't care. Richard Gere is in this. Make sure you stay to the end of the movie, because Dev, among other things, as we learn from Slumdog Millionaire, moves beautifully, which he doesn't. He sort of fakes that he can't dance for the whole first half of the movie. At the very end, both he and Richard Gere dance, and you forgot what a good dancer Richard Gere was, but he was in Chicago. So this is actually charming. It's probably not as good a movie as the first one, but then the first one was the first one. It's still great fun to see. Unfinished Business, I did not see because I had a choice. Everybody hated this one. It's got Vince Vaughn, Dave Franco, Tom Wilkinson, James Marsden. A small business owner and his two associates travel to Europe to close the most important deals of their life. If this appeals to you, what becomes is a routine business trip goes off the rails, including unplanned stops at a massive sex fetish event and global economic summit. Are you giggling? No, me neither. Okay. Another wonderful movie that we're still we've been negotiating for months, because I saw this months ago, is Merchants of Doubt, which is probably the best of the movies this weekend, which no one will see. It's a documentary and basically looks at all those people that you see on CNN, all the talking heads and Fox and whatever, which are basically pundits for hire who present themselves as scientific authorities as they speak about topics like toxic chemicals, pharmaceuticals, and climate change. And what they really are is spokespeople for the industries, and that's who pays them. So they have no scientific background. Quite often their credentials are bogus. It's based on a nonfiction book by Naomi Oreskes and Eric Conway. I thought it was a really fascinating movie and scary. And the idea being, if you've appeared on one show as an expert, then the next show will hire you without even looking and checking your credentials at all. They're essentially lobbyists. Okay? This one I didn't see, which I'd really love to see, and I know nothing about it. It's called The Improbable Journey of Barney Frank, and I actually knew Barney in Boston, and so I'd love to see it. I have no idea where it's playing or anything about it, but you can go see. They didn't invite me to it, and they, as far as I know, there weren't any screenings. But we already love Barney. Well, I'm not sure we love Barney Frank. Barney Frank is a difficult man to deal with, and not very well understood. But you know, the fact that there's something kind of exhilarating about going to see especially a documentary about somebody you know, right? That kind of fun. All righty, 855-993-7569. All right, are we completely out? Oh, we've got Sarah there. All right, Sarah, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Howdy.
Hi, Dr. Joy. Thanks for taking my call.
Absolutely. How am I going to help?
I have a situation with a friend of mine that I was wondering if you could help me work through.
Okay.
She and I became friends in college. We were mainly, to be honest, she was my sort of my party friend. We used to do a lot of going out together and had a great time. She was 2 years ahead of me, so when she graduated, I spent a lot of time traveling to see her in Baltimore, and we just kind of continued our friendship. And over the years, the best way I can describe this is we outgrew each other. And
yeah.
I came to a point where, I guess the best way I can put this is that my level of tolerance for some of the things that became what I actually thought were just stages in her life, but were sort of her adult personality traits, were really difficult for me.
Can you be specific with me about what they were?
Sure. Yeah. She's a really lovely, smart person, like beyond articulate. But the problem was she was one of those people that had a really difficult time getting out of her own way. She would just have constant relationships with men that she would sabotage or friendships that would be ruined. She constantly talked about being lonely, living where she was living. And so a lot of it I kept thinking in my mind was somewhat circumstantial. She just hasn't met the right guy. She's not living in the right place.
Well, but remembering that the reason you really liked her was because she was a party girl, probably figures into this equation at some point.
Right. We were friends that had a lot of fun together. Exactly.
Yeah.
So, but I consider myself somebody who's not a fair weather friend and really respects a lot about
okay.
her.
Okay. Let me just stop you for a minute. We'll come right back and see what we can do. All right. Stay tuned for me. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY. The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
It's no secret that government and big business buy in bulk and get huge discounts not available to the little guy. Until now. Introducing a breakthrough crowd buying website where people can join together, buy in bulk, and get massive discounts on millions of popular products. It's TogetherSave.com. TogetherSave.com. You can save 20, 30, or even 50% off tablets, smartphones, cars, appliances, textbooks, sports equipment, video games, and much more. All with free delivery. Check it out. TogetherSave.com. Visit now and start group buying today at TogetherSave.com.
Genesis is defined as an origin, creation, or the beginning. Genesis Communications Network began with the mission of providing you with the kind of compelling content you're listening to now. And at GCNLive.com, you'll find a free archive of our nation's history, narrated by GCN hosts. Explore, share, and pass down to future generations. GCN is the future of talk radio, but we should always strive to learn from our past. Together, we are GCNLive.com. GCN.
The Freeze Dry Guy presents Freeze Dried Turkey, Freeze Dried Ham, and the No Bake Casserole Unit February Sale. Listen, if you trust the Freeze Dry Guy, as thousands have for their emergency food supply since 1970, don't wait to hear how great this deal is, because it's unlimited supply. Call 866-404-3663 and ask for our new Turkey and Ham Unit. Normal retail price, $359.94. Sale price, $251.94. You save $108. And it's chock full of high-quality, great-tasting Freeze Dried Diced Turkey and Ham from Mountain House. The gold standard in long-term storage products. Or get the Freeze Dry Guy's No Bake Casserole Unit. 153 servings per case at normal retail price of $215.94. Sale price $172.75. You save $43.19. But supplies are limited and we always pay shipping right to your door within the lower 48 states. Call 866-404-3663 and make freezedryguy.com a favorite and check for monthly specials. Don't miss the Freeze Dry Guy's February sale. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
America. This is the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
All right, we're talking with Sarah, who's had a friend since college. How long ago was college?
I graduated in 2006. She graduated in 2004.
Okay, so
quite
that's
a bit of time.
Okay, so like 10, 11 years. All right, and over and you're saying that the two of you have very different lifestyles. So what's today's issue?
So today's issue is basically there came a point where her negativity about her situation started turning into a lot of self-loathing, and she weighed like 100 pounds, and she would tell me that she was fat every 2 seconds. And I just, we never lived close locally to one another, and I would go down and spend weekends with her, and I would come home, and I would literally be like grinding my teeth with just stress from being with her. So
okay.
This fall, I made the very difficult decision to have a very honest conversation with her and just tell her, the way I phrased it was, she has huge issues with my marriage, and I had some issues, obviously, with some of her behavior. And so I just said, I think our tolerance for one another and one another's issues has worn out, and I think that it's time for us to take some time apart. And it didn't go over very well at all.
What did she say?
You know, she said that she felt like it was a complete shock to her, that she had no idea. She was very frustrated that she didn't know about this stuff beforehand. And I, you know, validated that for her. I agree that I probably could have alluded to this at different times. But again, in my defense, I thought that these were things she was just going through, and she made a move closer to her family. I thought she was going to be better. And it was about, you know, 8 months into that move that I realized, because she was closer and I was visiting her a lot more, that I realized it was not getting better. It was the same, if not worse. So basically, we had this falling out, and I really got comfortable with the fact that we had moved on. We didn't speak, and I was okay with it. I knew having this conversation, I was possibly losing her as a friend. So the issue with why I'm calling you today is, I am pregnant with my first baby, and she found out through the grapevine. I thought, of course, she was following me on social media, as we all do in this day and age. And, of course, she had blocked me because she felt like I'd hurt her. I understand that. So I assumed that she knew, and I felt no need to call her. I thought we were not friends anymore. I thought I had broken that, you know.
Well, but that isn't what you said to her. You said, we're going to take a break. You didn't say we're...
I said, we're going to take a break, and then I emailed her afterwards and apologized for the fact that I felt like she didn't know it was coming, and just said, whenever you're ready...
Okay.
Whenever you're ready, if you want to, reach out to me. I'm here, and maybe we can, reevaluate how we're going to go forward as friends. And she never reached out to me. So I felt like that was...
Well, but you're the one, I mean, I think of anything that her reaching out to you doesn't make any sense. You're the one who wanted the break, so you're the one that presumably would sort of end the break or not. I mean, realistically.
Yeah, that's fair. I think that you're right. I think that part of the issue was, I guess I didn't say break. I guess what I really said to her was, I don't see how we can see eye to eye anymore. You know, and I don't see our friendship being very joyful for me anymore. So I guess to me, I kind of had shut the door and then wrote her this email saying, if you feel the need to like contact me or you need something, of course, feel free to reach out. And you're right, like, because I'm the one that...
Well, it's kind of ambivalent, yeah. And I think
Yeah.
I mean, that either you shouldn't have said... Look, it's like a male-female thing, right? If you're the one who breaks it off, then writing back and saying, well, I don't want you to view me as a bad guy, so if you ever need a friend... and what you want to do is vomit on them, right? That's not okay.
Right.
That you either decide that, all right, I'm going to put on my big boy pants or big girl pants, I don't want to play anymore, and I'm willing to take the grief for it, or you don't. And I think you want to have it both ways, which is... And with sending her an ambivalent message. All right, so where are we today?
So she sent me a really beautiful baby gift in the mail and wrote me a nice card, a very, very nice card.
Good
and
for her.
So I call, what?
I said good for her.
Yeah, I was.
I'm sure it was difficult to do.
And yes, absolutely. And I called her and just said thank you. I really appreciated that. That was very kind. And we had a conversation, and she just basically said, I feel like you broke up with me, and I'd like to continue our friendship if possible. And basically, I'm in the position where, because I was ambivalent about it the first time, I need to not be ambivalent about it this time. I don't think there's a way for us to continue being friends.
Well, I don't know. I mean, look, obviously, you're feeling uncomfortable about it. You wouldn't have called me. And one of the possibilities is there a way that, I mean, for example, she may be a great person to go to a movie with once a month. I mean, you guys like the same movie. I mean, that... I think that to a certain extent, both of you may have been trying to replicate the big sister, little sister events of college, and that doesn't work for you. You're in different lifestyles, and she feels it's okay to be critical, and so that's not going to work. On the other hand, it may be worth it to try and say, well, okay, what if we did this? And the advantage about doing that is either it'll work for both of you, it'll work for neither of you, or God forbid it only works for one of you, but if you set it up so that it makes some sense to you, then either she'll go along with that, and the idea may be that we don't talk about each other's love life. We don't talk about dating. And she may then say, well, what are we going to talk about? And it may be we talk about movies and the weather. So figure out what here's your homework assignment, I think, and you can do it as quickly as overnight if you want. Figure out if there's any way, if there's anything that she could offer you, if there are any boundaries that you can think about that would make this work for you, and then because that puts you in an enormous, first of all, it's a generous thing to do while being selfish at the same time, and there aren't that many opportunities we get to do both. Because what you're saying is, I get it. This didn't work for me. Would this work for you? Because you now are in the position of restructuring the relationship. Because before, it was either her way or the highway, and you opted for the highway. You opted for her way for as long as you could do it, and then you opted for the highway. I'm saying there's a whole different model here. She's not 2 years older than you are and your mentor at college anymore. The two of you, for all practical purposes, are equals. So you can then say, here's what will work for me. Will this work for you? And make sure you've given some thought to how it would work.
Yeah, let me ask you this, just two questions. One, because we geographically live about 5 driving hours away from each other, how do you maintain sort of like a surface level friendship with somebody that you've had a very deep friendship with through distance? Like how would that
it's a good question. Emails, Facebook. I mean, that's why I think that's what sort of fuels Facebook is people who don't see each other very often who are trying to keep in some kind of loose contact with one another.
And do I literally say that to her if I call her and I say, you know, the only way I see us continuing forward as friends is in a more casual way?
Well, so I think it's okay. I wouldn't be quite so strident about it, but you could say, Here's what I was thinking that might work for both of us, that we have very different lifestyles. I've now got a kid. So would this work for you that we get together or that we email each other, you know, twice a month and talk about movies? I mean, give some thought to it, all right? And then we can talk more about it. But give some thought into what would work for you. And let's see. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Did you miss a show? No problem. Download the podcast right now at drjoy.com.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at LegalShield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, LegalShield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to LegalShield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let LegalShield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Here is what one doctor has to say about Extendovite.
I would like to thank you, Don, for making my job so much easier, because your products just make it so simple, right? To fool around with a lot of exotic things that don't work, we can just put them on your product and things start to work almost right away. I've had dozens and dozens of patients with heart problems who have corrected them, and what it's doing, there's so much garlic in there that has a yeast-killing effect. The yeast is a big problem in the gut, pushes the liver hard, and also has metal chelating effect, and most of the other herbs in there I find that strengthen the arteries, they help to neutralize free radicals. Your remedy close to what we do in our program as you can get as far as one supplement goes. It's working on the gut, it's working on the liver, it's working on the arteries. What more can you ask for?
To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.